Dear God, thank you for your awesomeness that you bestow upon us. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. L'chaim. Welcome to Keith and the Girl, everybody. KeithandtheGirl.com/feedback to interact with us. Slat chat where everybody's hating on whores. got this team hater against Mimi Cherry.
Now, are they a new team created especially for her, or do they hate freely?
Yeah, created on Friday.
Created on Friday because she's a free-spirited woman.
Free-spirited?
And
what is that code for?
Whore.
Okay.
And
I'm not calling her anything. I was just asking because that's code. She's not a horse.
I'm not calling her anything
only
either.
Only horses are free-spirited.
I'm not calling her anything. I'm just answering.
No, I'm just asking.
But I do notice.
You're
just both
what?
Right, we're just
innocent.
Sitting here.
We're just saying.
Right.
But Team Hater was created on her behalf, is
well,
what you're saying.
Well, it was in her honor more than her behalf.
So
it
they're appreciating the hoe?
Well, if you listen to, you know what, you listen to some of the backstage shows, if you're subscribed to those, since last week, there's easily 5 hours up. And she defends herself, which I think is quite unnecessary.
On the forums, on that backstage thread?
On the backstage show. And she defends herself. Hey, I'm just me. I do what I'm going to do. You know, take me or leave me. You know, hate me or the old adage.
Hate it or love it.
Hate me or love me. You're not going to forget me. Mm-hmm. I think as George Washington. And she comes out with that. And these people just back and forth. LOL, totes, you're a whore. Totes, LOL.
You're totes a whore, LOL.
I do. Yeah.
No, I know how it goes.
No, don't correct his English.
No, I know.
It really doesn't matter what comes first, the LOL or the totes or whatever.
Now, not to pick sides here.
Uh-huh.
Because that wouldn't be fair.
No. Although one of the sides is showing you titties and lap dances, and the other one is just saying totes and LOL.
Not to pick sides. I'm definitely on the whore side.
Right.
I do find this interesting.
Okay.
All the people on Team Hater are either virgins or gay.
Which makes them virgins.
Right.
Okay.
Well, to Keith,
I'm going by Keith definitions here. I'm not going by actual dictionary.
Very smart.
This woman's coming out.
Right?
Here's my tits and bush and fingers in all holes.
So
versus another group that's never been with anything remotely like this.
So Team Hater's running on fear.
That's what I think. Team afraid.
The team afraid.
I say.
Okay. It doesn't have teeth. Swear.
Let's get back to religion real quick.
It's that movie. There was a movie about
I
the
remember.
Vagina.
It
teeth.
Came out like last month.
I almost got to see that. I'm not sure. I got to hear a little bit more information about how teethy am I going to see this vagina. But I think it's scaring
how
off. I think it's scaring off virgins.
Does it have braces?
I think it's giving virgins a bad taste of vagina.
I like that you needed more information on it, because I'm done.
I need more information on the vagina teeth movie.
No, there's teeth in there? Well, is there razor blades? I'm good. Just know I don't need to see this movie.
Well, movies like There Will Be Blood, I'm thinking is like gore after gore, but I'm learning more and more.
That would have been
not
an awesome title for it.
For the vagina movie.
They should name every movie in health class that.
Dear friend in Christ, this is an email that I just got. I didn't have time to read it, but I can tell right away it's great.
Well, with the title alone.
Mm-hmm. Greetings in Jesus' lovely name. Mm-mm. I pray that this letter meet you during well in Christ.
How's your dad doing?
Please do not be upset that I'm writing you. How could I be, brother? Yeah. I felt I needed to ask for help from other brethren in Christ when in need, and I scan this and I see nothing about need and money. And right away I say yes. Okay. Yes, brother. I'm a 62-year-old brother married with wife and 3 grandchildren. Our only son, Demi, died in a motorcycle accident 4 years ago, and we now have to take care of 2 of the children when their mother remarried. Oh, that's sad.
It's terrible.
I was a clerk.
Where was Christ with her? Where was Christ with your baby?
Christ found her a new husband.
I was a clerk.
Christ found her family without so
Christ
much
said,
trouble.
Christ said, your current situation is very shitty.
I was a clerk for many years before I loosed my job. Now I have no job and about to take to farming.
I hate loose jobs.
I gave my life to Christ in 1990. I visited an office in Abbottown in 1989. In that office, there was this nice-looking book. It was a New Testament Bible left on one of the tables. I took
Christ
the
left it for me.
Mm-hmm. I took the Bible without the consent of the owner. I stole it. When I gave my life to Christ, he forgave me for all the sins.
Including, that's usually how it works.
Including.
You hear that, Mimi? Just give it up for Christ.
Yeah, give it to Christ. No, no, don't give it to him. Just give it up for him.
He forgave all the sins, including stealing this little Bible. The miracle was that I kept it for some time and later started reading it just as reading my novel.
Wait, how does he know the definition of miracles? Because keeping something you stole is not a miracle.
It's a miracle that I kept it and still never returned it. God didn't tell me to. But after some time, the Lord arrested my heart through that little book, and I gave my life to him. All the while, God has given me the grace to serve him without going back. Me and my wife, Eduji, are members of a small growing church with about 15 fellow shepherds by a young devoted man of God. The name of our church is Anchor of Life Fellowship.
You know, just even the wording of these Christ emails that people get. Just,
what's the Christ count on that so far? It's about 40.
We have 15 shepherds. English would help. And Jeremy fucking remembers everything. He says when Patrice stole a Bible, she didn't resort to spam.
Why you got to bring up my sordid past, Jeremy?
I didn't remember that. Wow, Jeremy.
I tried. I didn't remember it.
Who'd you steal the Bible from?
The library. A kid. I didn't steal it. It was placed in my backpack and they thought I stole it and I went to jail.
Mm-hmm. Nobody in jail is a criminal. Nobody did
nothing. I wasn't that night.
I am writing this letter because we have a need. We need your help for 4 Bibles.
Steal them. That's the big deal. You understand where Bibles come from.
Also, apparently Christ will forgive you. Don't worry about it.
The ones we had before are New Testament Bibles. Now turn, and we are unable to read them due to reading difficulty having to read small letters. It is my request and appeal that you help me and my wife for 2 Bibles, King James or New International Versions.
Don't be so picky. God comes
Jesus
in all forms.
Christ.
We need giant print types due to reading difficulty. May God bless you as you help us.
Go to Walden Books.
Also, go to any church that'll give them to you.
Yeah, right? Don't, go to bigger churches.
Churches do give them out for free, don't they?
Yes.
Like if you really ask nice.
I don't even know about churches, but I assume they give things like Bibles
it's
out.
It's the whole point why we want you to come back every week.
Also, pray about me.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Maybe.
What was the fucking request? I don't even know you. I have to pray for you, send you Bibles. You want an organ?
Maybe churches don't give Bibles because then you won't come back because you have everything now.
What if you write your name in it and leave it and come back every week and read a little bit? I'm sure you can work something.
Also, pray about me and my wife that God would show you how deep we need the Bibles. I have not met you face to face, but I know that God have allowed me to know you through this means, and we need no other help but Bibles.
Does he feel guilty for listening to the show?
What part of Nigeria are you sending these Bibles?
Seriously, ask God, I really need this.
Does he want the cash equivalent or the actual 2 physical large print Bibles?
I think he wants the Bibles.
Does he want me to write it out big? Or?
Has he read them before? Because you could send him just about anything and just write it in ye olde English.
Also, please send 2 giant print Bibles for sisters Amaru and Kiatami.
Now you're just being greedy.
Who are aged widows in our church but do not have Bibles. And all I ask for 4 giant print Bibles. I understand I'm confusing.
God begat Mary and said, let there be apple bottom jeans and boots with the fur.
I urge you to please send the Bibles in airmail insured postage in order that they reach us safely. They're just Bibles. No offense.
Who's taking them?
Insured airmail, I was told, is the safest means to receive things in our post office.
What?
Our postal address is Nogahara Edo Nair, 67 Izakor Street, Benin City, Edo State, Nigeria.
I told you.
Please note that we need only English Bibles. King James Version is the type we use mostly in our church, that we need only English Bibles. All right?
They're just waiting for you to respond back.
They're selling those Bibles on
Nigeria.
The street.
Nigeria.
Some about Nigeria.
Is that
they
a hot commodity?
They love a good scam. You know how many times I've been offered to help a kingdom in Nigeria if I would just put a $20,000 check in someone's account?
Well, Patrice, if we call you the queen
something. That is true.
You know what I'm
that
saying? People get confused.
When you write and I do not reply, it is because I do not check my email often. But when you send the Bibles, I will, by God's grace, receive them for super sure.
I am in Nigeria.
For I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an unexpected end. That, of course, is Jeremiah 29:11.
Holla.
May the Lord give you peace and grace to follow him to the end. I shall be very grateful if this request is granted. I promise not to bother you more and ask for your account back home. Yours in Christ, this guy.
What is his name?
His name is Nazagera Edunwer.
That's right.
Or James Pete. I have asked Brother Arrow to help me type and save this message to you through his email. I am not too good at typing.
I can never get the lion to run fast enough.
My email address is nosaghara@yahoo.com.hk.
That doesn't sound suspicious.
God has given me a Yahoo account.
He has seen fit. I stole it, much like the Bible.
Dear Keith and Kemda.
Jim By writes, the way, what do you know? What account they sent it to? Is it one like anything at?
It's spam.
Spam at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I'll check. I don't know. I do find it funny. I noticed. I've mentioned this before. I noticed this in spam. Sometimes they like whatever it is, and they try to sound real legit. Maybe they're trying to like because just randomly people like to tell people about awesome stock buys. You get things that look legit. However, if you don't look, you received it in eatballs@shite.com or...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like you wanted to do the spam, but you couldn't help but be funny. Like this. Not only did I get his money, but your mom blows is what I wrote it to. That's fascinating.
Well, speaking of emails, we now have askdina@keithandthegirl.com. So nice. If you have any situations that you need worked out for Dina.
If I had any true problems, I'd ask her.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of people spell Dina really just way different.
With E's and stuff?
Like three E's.
No,
I don't know.
She's from upstate. Yeah. Just D-I-N-A.
D-I-N-A, exactly. So askdina@keithandthegirl.com. She answers everybody's advice requests on Fridays.
By the way, I did think that he knew somehow about me, and I am the kind of guy to give Bibles, but it says two, and it's totally blank.
Okay.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
Yes. Well,
he sent
God
it to
knows
nobody.
Who it's going to.
He sent it to nobody. Yeah.
God guided that
God
email.
God found you, Keith.
Jim Boney Man says...
I think Keith is one of the ones that God didn't find yet.
God found
Sorry.
You.
That's how we know that email is bogus.
Stop being part of Team Hater. God found him.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrice. The subject to this one is, I lost my testicle. Double click, open.
What happened?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Keith and Chemda. Heard you guys talking about a guy with one testicle who lost his from cancer. That's our buddy Jeremy. Well, I wanted you to know there's more than one way to lose it. A couple weeks ago, I woke up on a Sunday with a killer morning wood.
You know, I was wondering what another way to lose a ball is. I love this show because we just get to know everything.
Here's one. I did what any other red-blooded man would do, and I jerked it out. Upon getting out of bed, I was surprised to feel some discomfort down by my boys. Not sure if I went a little harder than I should have. I attributed it to my techniques.
Oh, wow.
I went along my day and did a few hours of housework, some yard work, still with some discomfort, but nothing to become aware of. As I went to bed that night, I started to think something was wrong just because the pain had lasted so long. I told myself if it felt this way in the morning, I would go to the doctor.
He just thinks he's like the most awesome jerker, and that's just the result of awesomeness.
Upon my awakening, I was troubled to find that my testicle had at least doubled in size.
Oh, no.
Imagine a walnut versus a Silly Putty container. I went to my...
What?
Imagine it!
The size of an egg. You couldn't just say an egg.
I went to my doctor...
Silly Putty.
Who told me...
Silly Putty comes in like those colored Easter egg situations.
I just think he's dating himself.
Exactly.
I went to my doctor who told me it could be a number of things, from an infection to cancer.
Why don't you check?
Yeah, do a little study first and then talk to me. After shoving me off to the hospital to receive an ultrasound from a 65-year-old woman, it was determined I had a torsion in my testicle. Not sure if you heard of a torsion before, but it turns out my ball got twisted and it cut off blood circulation.
What happened?
At this point, the nurses and doctors start looking at me in amazement that I was in pain. I replied that I was doing yard work all day. They told me all men who come in here with a torsion are bent over in excruciating pain and can't even talk.
Look how strong you are.
They told me I had to go to a urologist to manually untwist it, which pretty much meant a nurse is going to feel me up until it falls back in place.
Is that good or bad?
Bad.
After awkwardly getting felt up for a half an hour at an unsuccessful attempt to untwist it, I was brought to the operating room to cut me open and untwist it that way. That's it. You don't even take a day to think about it. Go this way.
Wait,
sign these papers.
How do you twist it up to begin with? How do you avoid this?
How
I think that's important to
the
story.
Yes.
To make a long story short.
I thought he did that already.
I woke up an hour later, coming out of anesthesia, singing, "I'm Half the Man I Used to Be" by STP with half my manhood ripped from my body. That'd be great if you really did that.
What, they just took it out?
They just took it out.
Yeah, call
so
it
instead
loss.
Of untwisting it, they're like, meh.
Maybe it was beyond repair.
And I bet they didn't tell
him. But shouldn't they wake you up and ask you first? Or do you sign something before you go to sleep saying, hey, if we don't feel like doing it, we'll just take one out?
If my balls are going to kill me, you can take it.
I mean, yeah. Well, you don't have balls, so you don't know.
Yeah, it's free to say, woman.
I don't... Yeah, it's not like a breast where you can see.
If they said your nipple went inside out and you wake up with one titty.
One titty is different. You could see that I have one titty. You can't see a man has one ball.
You could feel that he has one ball.
I don't give a shit.
It's not your balls.
No.
You sound extra sexy today, Patrice.
Fuck you, Keith.
They told me that I had to... so he woke up and apparently had jokes instead of freaking out. It turns out a testicle dies after about 6 hours of losing circulation, so there's no way to save it. So why not keep it? Who gets hurt? While they were in there, they stitched my other ball to the sidewall so it wouldn't get twisted in the future.
You're apparently a problem.
While you're there, right. Needless to say, I have a cyclops-looking ball sack now. So please keep informed about this problem. I never realized how easy it is to lose a testicle from too much masturbation. Now I'm in the market for a prosthetic replacement. I'll let you know how it goes. I'd get an eyeball on.
That's what I thought they did. They did that to our dog when I was younger. They gave him the fake balls.
Why?
He masturbated.
Silicone balls because it makes him depressed when they don't have them.
Shut your face.
Yeah. And you had to pick the size to match the breed of dog.
I wouldn't care if my dog was depressed.
I like that he says, please keep informed about this problem. Like it's a cautionary tale. Please don't get twisted. Please don't get twisted. Please don't get twisted. Ah!
I like how the doctor doesn't trust him. We're going to just stitch this other one up on the side because you apparently don't know when your balls are twisted.
So it really is from, like, manically jerking off?
It's probably some... I don't know.
You know what, though? I was about to say, like, we just stopped a whole bunch of people from jerking off, but when I heard that, like, the vibrator can ruin my finger and give me that thing that jackhammer...
Carpal tunnel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, so I'll get that.
Jesus
care.
Christ, jackhammer? Do you know the difference between a vibrator and a jackhammer intensity?
I don't after 8 hours.
Oh, Jesus. Your vagina's going to fall off.
That's what I'm afraid of, but I'm still doing it.
I mean, is there something we're missing? Was he twisting his balls up?
He thought maybe his technique was a little too harsh. I guess.
Isn't it a series of tendons before you get to the actual testicle? So maybe the twisting happened somewhere in there.
I think we're gonna find out about how many guys respond to the show. Like
Jeremy,
yeah,
what happened? Figure it out.
Well, he got cancer.
Did
who,
he?
Who got cancer?
Did he, or does he like to jerk it too much?
Oh dear.
It's probably not a good idea to ask your boss to send you a prostitute. Neil Jorgensen, 62, made a request after his employer, the Riverside Casino and Gold Resort in Iowa, gave him a free night stay for working there for a year, and he got hammered at the restaurant. The advertisement is that it's just like Las Vegas, so I thought I was in Vegas, he said. He asked for a prostitute from his boss. He was then fired the next day.
Yes.
So he got a nice hotel room for doing such a good job. He asked, can I have a prostitute in the hotel room? And they fired him.
Yes.
I think they just fired him for stupidity.
Well, yeah, for being dumb enough.
You know, like.
Well, they were honoring him in the first place.
Right, and then they understood how stupid they were.
I don't think that's nice. Who cares? A hotel room. Ooh.
Okay, but how about.
Yeah, that's ooh.
How about this?
Can I have a prostitute?
They thought that he was stupid. They gave him an expense account. Why, if you ask me if you can get a prostitute, I have to say no as a company. If you order a camp service, right? Didn't at the prostitute place? Didn't
car
they
service.
Used to? Patricia used to work at a prostitute place. And ooh. What would you put on the credit card that somebody took
the
cab? Right?
Car service.
See, so put the car service on the little tab that you have.
You
got to
wink,
your face.
Wink, nudge, nudge. You can't just go downstairs. Hello, boss man. I'd like a hoe.
Yeah. Your boss has to say no.
He has to go, I'm your boss man, and hoes are illegal. No.
They gave you $200 expense, let's say. $100 you spend on a hooker. I'm not judging your taste.
Where are you getting
this hooker
from?
I'm not judging.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not judging. You go to hookers at the
point.
And they're 20 bucks a blowjob, by the way.
This is in Iowa. I bet they're cheap.
That's guaranteed, ninja.
Or maybe this guy really knows. Maybe the boss does use hookers, and he was too loud asking him.
Right,
and
yeah,
maybe
I
he asked
he
him
just...
in front of his wife, Keith. You don't know
right.
the circumstances.
Right, I think he got fired for being stupid, not for wanting a whore.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair. You don't
inappropriate.
Ask me that.
Yeah. Do you understand what kind of company we're keeping at
yeah,
the moment?
Yeah, that's like going, hey,
write it
we're
on
at
the
our Christmas
slide
party.
Slide it across the table if you have to ask
yeah.
me about hoes.
But don't ask. Do the cab service
figure
thing.
It out. Do your own legwork.
We're at the Christmas party. You don't get up on a chair and go, who's got the Coke? I know somebody's got the Coke here. You go to the bathroom.
Who let the dogs out?
Whoever's sniffing the most in the stall.
Exactly. You just knock on the door.
Come on.
Be discreet. Discretion is key.
Why also didn't, you know what, I'm not on this guy's side anymore. Why didn't he just go, I know, I'm joking.
Yeah,
you could tell
with the, yeah.
Was the look, I'll see what I can do. And then he made a phone call. He's fired. No, he said, what the fuck? I'm kidding. Even if you're drunk, you can do
you
that
just
dumb,
give him
I'm
some
kidding.
Shooters and go, yeah, and an eight ball and just walk away.
Right, right, right.
All, you know?
Right. And make it men, please, because I'm
funny,
gay.
You know?
So are my wife and kids.
But then you don't know what's joking, what's not. All of a sudden, you got a male hooker that you're fighting off in your room. I already got paid. Might as well.
Starbucks, we said, closed for 3 hours yesterday to improve their service.
Did you notice that, Patrice? You're a coffee drinker.
I heard about it. I didn't really notice. But McDonald's was doing, I think, 90 like free coffee at some point. Or
Dunkin'
free iced
Donuts
coffees from
doing
5 to 9. And then Dunkin' Donuts was doing 99-cent lattes or something.
Well, Starbucks has brewed up a syrupy pledge. What the fuck? A syrupy pledge.
What is it? It
doesn't even make sense.
They're pushing
syrupy. Like, they put syrup in the drink.
Yeah, I get it. Oh. Did they make a cinnamon pledge too?
Yes.
How about an equal pledge?
Cinnabuns.
And you'll always get a perfect cup of Joe, or they'll make you another.
So what? They
They've
always
have
that
done
policy.
That.
Who gives a shit?
Well, if they take a 3-hour break, they better be ready because the New York Post is going to go in and see if they learned anything.
Wow, the New York Post is bored.
They went and got an iced peppermint white chocolate mocha. That was returned for too much peppermint. The second version was good.
Are they just being assholes?
They're just
assholes. To see if they'll remake the drink like they're supposed to.
The second version was good, but they forgot the sprinkles. And they have a guy's face. Like, he had nothing to do with this.
You're
he just works at Starbucks.
Asshole.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but that guy let him take the picture. Like, I'm going to be in the news.
The only time I've ever done that at Starbucks is when they brought out that green tea frappuccino business. And the girl's like, you're not going to like it. And I was like, well, let me find that out. So I ordered it and took one sip. And the look on my face, she's like, you don't like it. And she made me something
else. Is she telling everybody that they're not going to like it?
No. It was a Starbucks it was in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
She's like, you're not going to like it.
Look at you being friendly as a regular.
Yeah, you got to be nice at your local Starbucks.
Skinny cinnamon dolce latte. Well,
disgusting.
That was disgusting. That was sent back for not having enough dolce flavor. The second version was fine. Is dolce a word?
Dolce means sweet, doesn't it?
I thought it meant
sugar.
Milk.
No, milk is latte.
Latte. Oh.
Dolce is sweet. It's like cinnamon glaze kind of in the. It's nasty.
Then put an extra sugar in it. This isn't dolce enough for me. The Tazo Chai iced tea latte, that was sent back for being too heavy on the chai. The second try was perfect.
They're just being, that's
yeah,
not even
purposely,
nice. You know, I actually work here, assholes.
Yeah.
Java chip frappuccino, not blended enough. The second version was perfectly smooth.
Someone's going to lick your cup.
Cafe Estima blend, totally fine, and quite a nice tasting coffee.
Oh, that one was okay?
I don't think it takes more than one ingredient.
It was like espresso.
Caramel macchiato, that was sent back for having too little caramel. Second try, returned for having too much caramel.
What's a macchiato?
Third try, just right.
It's coffee business. It's
coffee business.
It's the coffee, like the almost like the blend with the caramel. It's the greedy version of drinking coffee. It's like a dessert coffee.
Okay. Well,
the Post have learned that the venti of a vow is fact, not froth. Man.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes. Very good. Three people worked on this. By Aaron Calabrese, Sandra Hurley, and Rita Defener. Good job. Good job. The next Cronkites. The Java Giant yesterday posted a sign in its stores with the following promise signed by baristas. Your drink should be perfect every time. If not, let us know and we'll make it right. Two Post staffers went to the Starbucks on 6th Avenue and 53rd Street to get the skinny and ordered 6 grande-sized drinks, the ones we mentioned, and all the problems. The tea was a little heavy on the chai flavoring, so I had to go back and get a new one of that one.
And are we getting a different version of what we just heard?
Yeah, the frappuccino wasn't blended fully enough, and it wasn't smooth. And we brought the two up at the same time. Sandra asked the barista to make hers smoother, and he immediately said, I'm on that.
This
so that's
is a
good.
Whole page of Starbucks.
And not only that, you're ordering 6 drinks and doing all this bullshit in a Starbucks in the 50s and 6th Avenue. That's busy times.
Yeah.
Constantly throughout the day.
Right.
Because think of all the big buildings that are around there.
Well,
that's
Patrice,
so
if they have it right, I would just get it right the first time.
I'd quit. No, right in the middle. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Report this. I'm Keith Malley and I quit.
I'm fucking with Malley. Hot liquids right now.
Keith Malley doesn't realize how important our morning Joe is. The first time I couldn't taste the caramel at all. Then I got it. I took it back and there was too much caramel. It was overwhelming. I brought that back to the same guy, and he was very helpful and was adamant that he wouldn't get it right. That he would get it right this time. He said I can watch him and tell him how much caramel syrup I put in it, and I could make it exactly to my taste. He's all but calling you a cunt. You tell me when to stop. princess chef. The promise sign went up a day after Starbucks shut more than 7,000 company-operated stores nationally. Of course your drink also was right the third time when he showed it to you, because if you didn't get it right, then it's your fault, because you said when to stop.
Right.
And you threw it right in the garbage outside anyway. Good job, people. Here are your names again. Aaron Calabrese, Sandra Hurley, and Rita Defner.
Good jobs.
Good reporting. No, I don't like this. I don't like this. None of you. Not one of you liked your drinks.
A better idea would have been just to ask someone that works at Starbucks what the hell they learned yesterday.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a good report. I want to know what 3 hours of shutting down.
Because I've heard that they learned that they're supposed to make it look more like it's a smaller coffee house. So instead of, like, if you're getting, like, an Americano, instead of pouring the espresso straight into the cup, they're supposed to do it in shot glasses like smaller coffee houses do.
What? They're supposed to waste time?
Exactly. I don't want all that. Hurry up. And the other thing they learned, especially for New York Starbucks, is how to get the homeless out without making a scene.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's an awesome interview.
That makes sense. I would like to hear how to get homeless out without making a scene.
Especially because in New York, there are a couple 24-hour Starbucks, and it's winter. So
you are so right. I would love to have heard. That's so much better reporting.
There was an actual story there, and you went and ordered 6 fucking goofy drinks.
Seriously, though, how are these kids going to get out homeless?
It's my right. I've been doing it for 33 years. Dunkin' Donuts lets me do it.
Okay, never mind.
Then give me some food. Give us some food.
Beta from Canada is reminding us they're just like the asshole reporters who went into McDonald's and tried to pay with just pennies for their article.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you do another report on how employees in these restaurants are rude to customers. How come, cunts? How come?
I asked for 50 different things while this guy was running around, and he was like, pfft.
During lunch rush.
The customer is right, not at this Starbucks. I was apparently looked at weird for paying in pennies. What if that's all I had?
And we learned yesterday the Starbucks employees in New York sometimes travel like an hour just to get to their stupid Starbucks job. Mm-hmm. And yeah, a Starbucks job is stupid. I'm sorry for those who work at Starbucks. You know it's a stupid job.
Well, first of all,
it's not necessarily your career.
If they like the first takes of the coffee they made, they can have those during their lunch break. So I don't see what the problem is. Maybe give it to the homeless. Can you imagine? We're going to do a report on all the coffee that's being wasted at Starbucks.
That's all we
How about
want.
That? I want the same people that do a report on, I can't believe restaurants are throwing out food and not giving it to shelters.
I don't know if they'll get in trouble for me telling on this, but the Starbucks by my house,
right?
You know they have all the prepared sandwiches and food and stuff.
Right.
Our neighborhood's good for drunk and just / homeless. They leave the food out in like grocery bags on like the fire hydrant out front after they close. They don't throw it away.
But they're supposed to throw it away?
They're supposed to throw
That's
it
really
away,
nice,
according
though.
To Starbucks. So they leave it out, and you see the homeless people. They make sure they're neat. They're not messy. They don't toss the containers around right there. Because I guess they figured they would stop if they did that. So
look at that.
They take what they want and they walk away.
That's nice. I would take it home.
Our homeless eats fancy.
Are the homeless ever inside?
No. They don't really go in.
All right.
They go into McDonald's because McDonald's is open later. They buy one cup of coffee. They can sit forever. But as far as food, the Starbucks, they put out the food every night, whatever's
See,
left
in
there.
Starbucks, buying a cup of coffee is too expensive.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'd like to. That's a good. Is that what they taught them in 3.5 hours?
No, I think
at night we're
going
to give them food.
I don't think they're supposed to be doing that.
You're not supposed to be doing it, but what are you going to do? You know,
mm-hmm.
until Giuliani comes back and kicks them all out by hand.
You know.
Dear Keith and Kemda, Jason writes, the other night regarding the controversial episode of Moment of Truth, this is when we were talking about the lady that says, you know, I was in love with somebody else on my wedding day.
Yes.
And my old boyfriend can have me back and out of this marriage if he wanted me.
I was telling
He's
you,
the
I
one
got to
that
see
I should
that.
Be married to, and I cheated being married, most definitely to this guy.
You should have started me with that episode. I would have been on the bandwagon from the start.
It's good, right?
It was awesome. I was laying on my side at half of the NyQuil stupor like, this is crazy.
He says that Moment of Truth episode was a scam. The couple who's...
Who is saying this?
This the dude, Jason. Jason from Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, wait. The guy who she cheated with, supposedly? That
guy? The guy who she cheated
he's
on.
He's saying the whole thing is
no,
a
no,
scam.
No. Who's saying? The ex-boyfriend is saying.
No.
The guy she cheated on, not the guy she cheated with.
No.
Okay.
No?
Jason from Dayton, Ohio that sent me a letter. A totally different dude.
Oh, okay.
Somebody sending this to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Dear Keith and Kenda.
How
the
mad
clue.
Keith gets.
I don't get mad.
Look how mad you just got.
You could just tell. I don't get mad. I can just tell when I'm telling you I know.
Yeah, you're telling it wrong. Two people are misunderstanding you.
Do you remember this, folks? When we talked about the moment of truth and in an earlier
show.
Not
that part. The part with who was telling the story. Right. You were reading it like it was a news story, not like somebody was
exactly.
telling it.
A news story that started Dear Keith and Chenda.
We must have missed that. Can you imagine?
And I'm trying to explain. But Chenda keeps coming with the facts, right? I got the facts. I have a whole list of. I take notes during Moment of Truth the other day, and I'm reading. So this question, no, that wasn't the question
He'll
that got the dong.
Go.
That
He'll
wasn't the question
go.
That got crazy. The dong. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Here's what happened. No, it was this. Okay, here's what. No, it was this. And it takes half a fucking hour.
It took exactly 30 seconds, if that.
Do I have a partner or do I have a destroyer? That's what I wonder sometimes,
just
Patrice.
Terrible.
I'm a robot.
Just terrible.
That's what I wonder.
I'm out
terrible.
To get you. It's Dear? Only your Who Are shirts that are blocking
me. I don't know how
you
make it through, Keith.
Thank you.
Underneath that, he has on a Team Hater shirt.
He's such a sensitive one. But I said I was right!
Dear Keith and Chenda.
He just turned on the air conditioner like, I can't.
You bitches.
You make it hard to breathe. Now, Dear Keith and Chenda.
Wait, who is writing this?
This is a news story in the Post.
So his name is Jason?
Yes. Jason from Dayton.
Jason's writing a letter.
Come on, Jason.
But Jason had important facts in there. What happened?
I still have it. Why can't nobody trust me? I'm a professional.
Okay.
All right. The other night on the controversial episode of Moment of Truth, it was a scam. The couple whose marriage was, quote, ruined by the game, were an actual couple. That part was the truth. But what they didn't tell us or the show was that the marriage was actually already on the rocks, and they were debating about going through a divorce from the get-go. Everybody's trying to ruin this show for me. They already admitted the marriage is on the rocks.
Right.
They already said they have problems. They
but
had problems on their
they were
wedding
asking
day.
The question? Like, that was one of the problems, is that she right. thought she should have married the other dude.
Right. The problem with them getting a divorce was they were in a great deal of debt that they would be responsible for, and they just wanted a clean break. The truth was that some of the answers that she told, he didn't actually know the answers to, such as when she admitted to cheating or when she admitted to being in love with somebody else on their wedding day. The two of them live in my apartment building, and they are, in fact, still getting a divorce. Just informing you on the questions you were wondering, Jason. None of this bothers me.
Yeah, it sounds like it still destroyed things.
That sounds up and up.
They've still been living together, and they're debating about a divorce just as much as they were before.
Plus, I would hate her more, because, bitch, you lost my money on whether you're a good person or not.
Right.
That's the question you got wrong, Yahoo.
The whole audience knows you're not a good person. That's not the one up for debate.
Right. It's so funny. You don't even believe you're a good person. You lost, what, was it 200 grand?
200 grand.
And they knew to ask her that question, too.
Right.
Idiot.
Ids.
Well, they're not going to give away money every week.
Did you hear the short version of idiots over there? Ids.
Nice. Everyone needs their own abbreviation.
Totes. God damn it.
You saw the Barack Obama picture?
Which one?
He's a terrorist.
Really?
Yeah, Barack Obama's a terrorist.
Good times.
He is indeed a Muslim, and he's trying to get on the inside. My dentist assistant was right. The photo of a Muslim guard, Barack Obama, that appeared on the internet likely won't have any negative impact on him. Oh, apparently I'm wrong. But could damage Hillary Rodham Clinton. This is a picture.
Oh, wait. Jeremy's saying they're from New York on the show, not Ohio. This guy's from Dayton, Jason. I'm sorry, I'm on the last story.
That's
Maybe they
true.
Moved? I know he's a rookie cop in New York.
Right.
Yeah, he lives
from
up
New York
upstate.
To Dayton is like an 8-hour drive.
Maybe there's a Dayton, New York?
Oh, nice job, Jason. Maybe you're the scam.
No, he said they weren't from Dayton. They were from, I forget which area, but I guess, no, that was the county that they said.
Maybe it's part of New York. New York State is very big. I'd choose not to pay attention to it,
know.
But it's there.
Oh, well. Okay. Just saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's important to the story, Jason, in Dayton, Ohio. Anyway.
You can't get anything past Jeremy. Don't try.
Right.
Don't try. Mm-hmm. He's got our back.
And that's a silly thing to lie about.
Right.
That's a silly... The answer is... That's a silly... Everybody's trying to ruin this show for me very, very hard.
I'm now on the bandwagon for that show, Keith.
I love it.
I really love it. You should have started me out with the cheating lady, and I would have been in on it all along.
So anyway, almost everybody's seen this already, but it's Barack Obama visiting another country and putting on their regular garb, and the Clinton camp put this picture out so that people think that he's a terrorist.
That's not nice.
Right. There's your
but it works
Clinton.
On Americans.
I know it
I'm
works.
Sorry.
We're silly people.
Yeah.
But.
And then he said, you know, it's pretty offensive that you were trying to do this smear campaign. And then Hillary Clinton says, it's offensive to wear that kind of garb? You find that garb
wow.
offensive? I find that offensive. There's your president, Hillary lovers.
Chipmunk face, bitch.
What's up? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, back to that game show thing. You know that the husband, he's a cop, so... Right. Fuck them both. I'm glad he married a whore.
Oh no.
Look at that.
This is sounds
hey,
like
it's Lamb Boy. I don't like cops.
What crime did you commit?
Killer Lamb Boy, we call him.
Oh dear.
What happened, man? I saw a picture of you on the forums with the old ankle bracelet on.
Mm-hmm.
Not for looks or style. Not to shit on it. It goes nicely. when they start putting it on, are you like, I got this?
He's not
this
filming Disturbia Part 2.
Who did you punch? That's what it was, wasn't it? We met this guy in Atlanta, right? Was it Atlanta? Yeah. Who did you punch again?
This asshole. He deserved it.
They always do.
No one never not earns a punch.
What happened? Walk me through it.
We were at a bar.
This is the guy, by the way. When we first heard about him, he worked in apartment buildings, and he would find all the dead bodies.
Yeah. Oh God!
He'd find the dead bodies. He destroyed somebody's truck because he bothered him or something like that. We knew there were a few anger issues, right?
Yeah, we met your girlfriend, and she was saying about your anger issues. It scares her a little bit. What happened this time?
Well, we were out. I was at a bar. And by the way, this happened a long time ago. It's just now finally gone through the court system.
Okay.
But I was out, and this guy was just being a jackass. He was being a total dick.
Case dismissed! And,
what does a jackass look like to you?
He was a dick judge.
This is my bar. This was my regular bar. You know, it was like my nice guy Eddie's.
Right.
They knew my name. They knew what I drank. When I walked in the door, I was served immediately. I had a lot of friends there. I was a regular. And here comes this guy who nobody knew, and he was just being an asshole. And when it got time for the waitress and the bartender, who's a woman, to wanting him to leave, he wouldn't go. So he started resisting them, and he ends up pushing one of them and pushed her into a banister.
Wow.
Well,
that's nice.
I didn't like that, so I hit him.
How hard and where?
In the face.
In the head with the bottle.
In the head with a bottle.
Let me tell you what got you in trouble, too.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't,
a broken bottle, or you broke the bottle on his head?
The first thing that got him in trouble was not being in the Wild West.
I was nice. I didn't use... If it was full, it would have shattered, but it was an empty bottle. Empty bottles are hard to break.
Yes,
so
everybody knows that.
Nice that you've done the science.
Here's your problem right away, before you finish the story. Here's your problem, is that... I don't know who you talked to, defendant or you to the judge personally, but whatever you did, that's probably how you told the story.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just say, this guy pushed her into a banister, and so I hit him in the face with a bottle. You probably said, arbitrator, he's being an asshole. Well, tell me more. He's being a dick. You ever meet a dick? I mean, this guy just needed punched. Okay, I need a little more. All right, so somebody pushed the lady, and so I hit him in the face. How did you hit him in the face with your fist? With a bottle. You know what? This is too much. Ankle bracelet on.
Well, what really got me in trouble was everybody said, well, that happened like right at the door, and I did not know that somebody had already called the police. So they had already been on their way before I did anything.
Okay.
So the bottle thing happened, and then I pushed him outside. Because the door swings that way. So it was really easy to get him outside. So then the police roll up, and I'm, like, straddling him, punching him in the face.
What the hell?
I knew there was
nice.
More.
Wow.
So that was it then. So then you hit a bottle at his head, and you pushed him out the door. Then I was straddling the face, and 10 years in jail. So now you're outside.
That's the problem.
Right, that could be the problem. You're straddling him, and you just keep beating on his face like you're in the UFC.
The way it's been explained to me and the way everything went down was I am allowed, you're allowed self-defense. You're allowed to stick up for somebody else.
You're straddling
but
the guy.
But what had happened was once I got him down on the ground
right.
and he was no longer a threat to anybody else,
right.
I should have stopped, apparently.
Apparently. You don't got to take the bar.
So the fact that I kept going was the bad thing, and that's what got me in a lot of trouble.
Wait. Look at all the killers that are listening. Molar Man from Grand Rapids says, with a headbutt, you could just say you fell.
Exactly.
See?
Yeah, headbutts are good.
He would have headbutted like 10 times.
I left you back with the bottle. That's dirty fighting.
How many punches do you think you got off when he was
dirty
on the ground?
Dirty fighting? You're pissing
not
on your...
Not
you
with
threw
the bottle.
A woman.
Oh. You can hit with hands.
When you,
don't have you to
throw
use
a woman, you get a bottle to your head.
How big was she?
punches? I probably punched him about... Between 20 and 30 times.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think you're allowed 3 free ones.
Yeah.
And you went over the limit.
I might have been drinking.
Right.
Maybe.
Did you give him a concussion?
That influenced it a little bit.
You could kill somebody.
And then things just kind of went downhill from there because...
I then ran over him.
You see what happened to Muhammad Ali.
I'm sorry, say that again? You got belligerent with the cops?
A little bit.
Good.
Delicious.
Because it's your right. You were trying to explain your right. Did you punch any of those cops, not to jump ahead?
Nice. No, I did. Here's one thing that did happen, though. Like when he was handcuffing me,
right?
He just did it really harsh. It's like he just decided, I'm going to handcuff this
Imagine.
Guy.
Imagine. You're straddling
he did
the
it,
guy
like,
and punched him.
Tried to do
30?
It within like 1 second, spun me around, grabbed my arm, put a cuff on me, and I flinched and I jerked my arm. Boom. That's an instant resisting arrest charge.
Didn't get the platinum.
So I got that one attacked. That one attached on too. So I had that resisting arrest, and I went and I fought this stuff as much as I could for a long time.
Were you literally fighting people involved, or like with paper?
Just paper.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have a cage match.
I mean, if I could get away with that, sure.
Well, you can't. Listen, you can't.
Well, so you really just got the ankle bracelet, which I know is a pain in the ass, but it's, what, 80 days of it?
Well, yeah, I had to go serve a week in jail, too.
Oh.
I got off easy on that.
The wow.
Jail sucked dick.
How much were they trying to charge you with as far as jail time?
A year.
Oh, my God.
Damn, that's a calendar.
By the way, did jail suck dick?
It was horrible. It was horrible this time.
Lamboy. Lamboy.
This time.
Lamboy.
Nice.
Did jail suck
did
dick?
There was one little 18-year-old gay kid, little black guy. I don't know. I'll ask him.
Okay.
You kept in touch? That's nice. The little 18-year-old.
It's like camp.
It was pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
But, no, they sent me to big boy jail this time.
Did you fight in there at all? Had you...
I got in the middle of one little scuffle, but it was taken care of pretty fast.
How did that happen?
He joined the Aryans, and then I've seen Oz, and then
somebody took somebody else's chair.
Wow!
Damn!
That's all it was.
And why'd you get in the middle of that?
He's been an asshole.
I was just sitting in the wrong fucking chair at the time.
Oh, so they got you in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Like
one guy hit another guy, and I was just kind of in the way.
Did you punch anyone?
No, not in jail.
Did you give up the chair?
I kind of had to learn my lesson, because if I get in any trouble right now, they're going to send my ass away for a year.
Yikes.
And wow. I really don't want to do that.
Have you been back to the bar?
Do what?
Have you been back to that bar?
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy who obviously had to press charges, right? Have you seen that guy?
No, I haven't seen him again. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of lucky, too.
Oh, do you want 2 years? Is that...
I mean, after all this went down, I'm like, I would love to whip his ass again. And it really wasn't the guy, though, that was pressing the charges. It was the cops doing it because
oh, really?
They saw me doing it.
I think the state would press charges at that point if you punch somebody in their face 30 times.
Is Mrs. Lamboy really pissed
mad?
Off?
She don't even want to talk about it. Just forget it.
Yellow. Did we lose him?
Is he gone?
No, I'm here.
Oh.
I'm sorry, did you ask a question?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is Miss Lamboy, is Lamb Girl mad?
No, she's glad that this is all over with. I mean, this happened before we even started dating. What's really funny is, like, the day I went to jail was our anniversary and my birthday.
That is funny.
Oh. So you got a cake with a file in it?
You're a smartass.
Thank you.
I got to go to jail on my birthday and for the anniversary with Lamb Girl. So, yeah, that was a shitty, shitty birthday.
Did you try to tell everybody, like, it's my birthday today? Don't give me a hard time.
The guy who was doing my property, when he signed it in, he was like, what's your birthday? And he's filling out all this information. And I was like, 2/20/77. He's like, what's today's date? 2/20. And he looked up at me and goes, are you shitting me on your fucking birthday? I was like, hey.
No respect.
They kind of gave me a choice. I could put it off a little while longer, but I just wanted to get it done.
That makes sense. But the good thing about it is you're allowed to go to work. You went to work today, right?
Yeah, I stepped out for a little bit. But when I got back, I got a phone call, and I guess the ankle bracelet's screwing up a little bit, and they're having problems with it. But, hey,
so
at least I was
home. How do you...
I'm, like, on base.
Wow. Like Disturbia.
Part two, he's filming it.
Wait, so how does it... It knows where your work is, so you can only go there?
No, it just knows when I'm home and what time
So you can only be outside of home between such and such.
Yeah, it's actually really easy. I mean, all I have to do is I call a phone number.
Oh, boy.
I give them my my work schedule, and that's it.
So
and since we have our own business and I'm doing my own thing now, I can make up anything I fucking want.
I swear to God. Lamboy.
The only thing
you ever heard about no fingerprints,
I have to do is I have to do it 24 hours in advance. So there's no impromptu going to the store things, but for the most part, it's no big deal.
Oh, so we'll see you April 15th. No problem. Come on.
Okay, well, maybe there's a few things. And plus, Jesus Christ, just being on house arrest for, 80 days, whatever, that alone costs $1,000.
What? Oh, because you have to buy, rent the ankle bracelet?
Yeah, I have to rent that.
I think that's fair.
That is fair.
That's fair. I don't want to pay for your ankle bracelet. No offense. I like you a lot, and don't kill me. But
I do. I'd put in a buck for that.
Yeah, I can help a brother out.
Yeah.
Can you get it wet?
I'm just glad I'm out of jail. Jail was horrible.
I can't imagine having to have that on all the time.
Because I wasn't in the section that had cells. I was more in like a dorm situation.
Did you feel fear for your butt at night or what?
Nah, not at all.
Minimum.
No?
Maximum is we get the butt play.
There was, the only place that there was any privacy was in the bathroom, in the stalls, and I was fine with that because
I would spend my whole day there.
Me.
It takes me a while to poo anyway.
You would die in jail.
Did the bartender...
I can't believe that there was privacy.
I
would not
poo.
My insides would explode.
We would camping.
Actually, it hit the news while I was in jail. In my hometown at the same jail, guard beat the shit out of an inmate so bad he sent him into intensive care, sent him into a coma.
Wow.
Lovely.
And they put us on lockdown because of that. So it was like I had to lay in bed for a day. Couldn't
That's
watch so TV, bad. Couldn't listen to a radio, couldn't do anything.
Well, now you're making it sound good. I would like to stay in bed.
I'd have to go to jail to get some sleep.
Must be nice.
Aw, the jailbirds are upset at my little comment.
Did the bartender...
The worst thing, I think, was the beds. The bed was just like a metal plate, like a bunk, and it was just a stainless steel plate with a thin little pad on it, so I just slept on a fucking steel plate for a week. I'm still sore.
Aww.
And everybody in there had the flu, so now I have the fucking flu.
Did the bartender stick up for you at all?
Yes, they did.
No good.
Yes, they did.
Good.
But like I said, I did drink in a little while, so I was kind of yelling at the cops. And
that could be the
problem. I might have said some things about his wife.
Wow.
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
You're lucky you didn't get a hold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So you must be on probation, I assume. Thank you, Lamboy.
Yep.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Talk to you guys later.
Don't punch nobody.
Oh, I thought you already hung up on him. That's
Don't
why I was
punch
like,
nobody.
Yeah, it seemed abrupt.
Yeah, like, all right, all right. Okay. Thank you, Lamboy.
Getting to the gay thing. Oprah doing an interview with Valerie Bertinelli. Have you seen that or heard about it? There's this little clip that I have where alluding to Oprah Winfrey being a lesbian.
Which is not new. A lot of people think she's gay.
Don't really look at Stedman.
The rumor's, yeah, the rumor's not new. What do you say, Patrice?
I think she's just too damn independent for her own good. And Stedman might actually be gay. And I think she might have had something with Gail at some point. I think at best, Oprah's bisexual.
All right.
Yeah. You also wrote about passionately kissing another woman while you were married.
And this is interviewing.
She was married?
Valerie Bertinelli was married to Eddie Van Halen.
Right.
Oh, I thought we were talking to Oprah.
And she has a book out and talking about how she kissed a girl when she was married. Also cheated on Eddie, vice versa. And this is about the book.
Did I write about that?
Yeah.
She was a good kisser.
What a bunch of dumb little hens,
right.
By the way.
Every useless housewife in America is scheduling a kiss with a woman right now.
you kissed another woman? Ooh. Well, she was a good kisser.
Oh,
empowerment! Empowerment!
There's lip gloss under your seat.
Well, I just said, as I was reading, I just would just tell everything, you know.
Have you ever kissed a woman?
No.
Okay.
No.
We don't want to start those rumors again.
No.
No, sorry.
I really haven't.
No.
No, I believe you. If I have.
Okay, oh, for Jesus. Now, have you ever kissed a girl? No. God, no.
That had a little attitude on it. No, I haven't. Yeah.
And then Valerie says, I don't want to bring those rumors up again.
I was reading, I just would just tell everything, you know.
Have you ever kissed a woman?
No.
Okay.
No.
We don't want to start those rumors again.
No.
No, sorry.
I really haven't.
No. No, I believe you.
And if I had...
You'd let us know, I know.
I'd let you
yes,
know.
Yes, you'd have let us know
I'd
a long time
told
ago.
You years ago.
Yes, yes. Yeah. No, Tom actually liked that story. He wanted to hear more.
Let's move on. The producer or somebody in the audience wanted to hear more of the story, so...
Wow.
Yes.
She had a little attitude on that response.
A little bit. She was a little feisty. Valerie Bertinelli is supposed to have a talk show of her own.
Oh, God. Why?
Yeah. Well, she did some things on Rachel Ray's show, I guess. And people liked it.
I can't believe Rachel Ray's show continues. It's amazing.
I can't believe any of them do. Tyra. I never expected that to work.
Me neither.
But Tyra's hilarious for the wrong reason. She's filling the Ricky Lake hole.
But that many people are watching for the dumbness.
She's filling that demographic, that bullshit Ricky Lake, Jenny Jones before her.
Amazing.
Sort of hole in the afternoon.
Nas, rapper Nas, was shocked when Maxim gave his new album a 2.5-star review because it isn't even finished yet.
And because niggers are 1/4 of or 3/4 of a person.
I'm finishing the album now, and it will be out April 22nd, Nas told this magazine.
But did he give it to them to review?
No.
And then...
It probably was under a leak heading, like the leak of the Nas album, this is what we rated.
Maxim has since apologized for the premature review, but Nas doesn't care. I'd prefer a review from Playboy. That kind of stuff doesn't reach my radar or affect anybody around me. I don't know what a music rating from Maxim is. I don't really even know what it means. Maxim also reviewed the
it
Black...
It means a lot. Mm-hmm. It means a lot. And you know what? If it was a good review, he wouldn't be pissed.
Maxim also reviewed the Black Crowes album War Paint without listening to it in its entirety.
I believe a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah.
Why would you have to admit that, though?
Well, because the album's not finished and not out, they know they didn't listen to the whole album.
Well, they know
that doesn't mean anything. There are leaks, right?
Yeah.
But I guarantee that Maxim didn't write. We're doing this on a leak.
Right.
I think Blender does it, so they might.
All right. I assume that would be in the paper, right?
Yeah.
Nicole Richie, she's done with her parting ways.
Yes,
trust
Keith.
Me.
She's
trust
a mother.
Me. Nicole and boyfriend Noel Madden are...
Joel Madden.
Joel Madden, excuse me. Noel would be dumb. Mm-hmm. Are sitting over their six-week-old daughter. Reportedly got $1 million for the picture.
Nice.
And well-deserved. Richie says, I didn't know what time I actually went into labor. Fascinating. But I pushed for 10 minutes. 3 pushes and she was out of my pussy. I wanted a hippie name.
There's no room in there. And she was dying to come out.
And he wanted a more biblical name. I really like Jean Harlow, the actress, and she likes Shalom Harlow, the model, he said. Harlow's cool because it feels like a classic name. The new role as a mother...
Is that the new name?
The baby's name is Harlow Kate Winter Madden. Richie Madden.
They can't get enough names, celebrities.
No.
Her new role as a mother has Richie ready to move on from her days as a wild child. Her last DUI conviction resulted in 82 minutes of jail time early in her pregnancy. Now that I look back on it, she says, I was a different person last year than I am now. And listen, Sometimes I'll be here and I'll think to myself, I used to be fun. What if I'm not fun anymore? But she adds, I'm still fun, just not in that way.
Genius.
I'm still fun.
That's genius.
I'm still fun.
Now, I'm still fun.
Now I have a baby drooling on me and throwing up on my back. That's fun. That's fun, too.
It's a new kind of fun.
It used to be me throwing up on people. Now a baby's throwing up on
it's
me.
It's called karma.
Right. It's
so
like
if throw up is fun, I'm still having fun.
Mm-hmm. This is sad news. Selma Blair, the virgin from, what's that horror movie? Cruel Intentions.
Ew.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
She's breaking up with her husband.
Again?
Is it again? Can it be the whole truth has not yet come to light? I guess so. Between the split between these two people, Selma Blair and Matt Felker.
Oh, wait. Second husband. She broke up with her first. She was married to a Zappa. That was the first husband. This is her second husband.
How old is she?
Early 30s.
I keep seeing her as so young. Wow. Okay.
A source close to the Cruel Intentions actress tells me that the breakup occurred after Felker came home to find her keeping company with another guy.
What?
He forgot his wallet and came back unexpectedly to the place they shared in Hollywood, and he found her sitting on the guy's lap. Felker is a model and actor whose jobs have included different things. But the pal says Blair thinks Felker got the wrong impression and wants to reconcile. Ah, yeah, the wrong impression.
They were practicing for Christmas.
Except he doesn't want to have anything to do with her. When he found out they were staying in the same hotel in New York during Fashion Week, guess what he did? He switched hotels.
That's right, damn it.
He didn't want a part of that. No, you're misunderstanding.
Who,
I'm just sitting on him because it's easier to, it takes up less space.
We're playing jail. Somebody else wants that chair.
We can read the computer screen better together this way. What else is going on, Patrice?
Well, you already started on Nicole Richie, so let's get to her best friend, Paris.
Oh!
Paris is going to have a new reality show. In this show, she's going to be searching for a new best friend.
Ah! That's how I find my best friend.
The press release says, Paris is tired of the haters, and she's looking for someone new. She's looking for someone new and cool that she can trust.
This is a whole search for anyone who doesn't hate Paris. It's going to be about 12 people.
So they're
people.
All going to live in a house, and they're going to compete to be her new best friend.
Oh, my God. And if you win, you get half the other locket of the BFF thing. You know?
Told you, only has two pieces. You show me a best friend locket with more than two pieces.
But
that means anything.
First, she has to get it back from Nicole Richie.
Holler.
They're just going to make her these fake friends do chores, and then they're going to have an attitude. Like, I didn't know I'd have to be a maid.
Because that's not being a friend. I'm really excited about this concept. I'm going to meet a lot of great girlfriends. I never got to go to college, and this will be my chance to be in a sorority and have that experience.
Yay.
It'll be great to meet a girl who's not too into Hollywood, who I can get along with and hang out with when the show is done.
I'm going to cry if she believes that that's true.
Of course, my real best friend will always be Nicole. She's like my sister, but now she's busy with her daughter, Harlow.
So I need a new one. Only requesting people without babies.
You know,
they get
no
in
babies.
The way.
Babies, no. You can have all the dogs.
You can be my
BFF,
but I mean, once you're pregnant.
Don't bring your baby.
Once you're past the first trimester,
I don't think
you're
I
really
can,
having it.
I don't think I can get your baby in the club.
But your Paris. Yes, that's true.
That is true. We could put it in a handbag. We'll put a sweater on it. We'll tell them
she got her dog in the club.
Hugh Hefner has seen the pictures of Lindsay Lohan from New York Magazine, where she recreated Marilyn Monroe's last photo shoot.
Oh.
And now he wants her to recreate Marilyn Monroe's nude swim scene from the movie Something's Got to Give.
Is she more naked than that?
She's totally nude, and it's from, I believe it's like swimming underwater or something along those lines. It's one of her last movies. She didn't finish it.
At least he's smart in how to get her to do it.
Exactly. You'd be playing the same thing, girl, like last time.
You already
and
did
she's
it.
Such an icon, and so are you. Mm?
Coke?
Or Pepsi? See, that's how you round it out.
Kidding!
We're talking about babies with Nicole's baby. They're actually on the cover of People magazine. It's actually coming out this week with the pictures of her baby. But J-Lo, reportedly, the baby names for her two babies. She had twins, a little boy and a little girl. Do you want to take some guesses, Hemda?
John and Jane?
No.
Oh, something Spanish.
Let me take.
No?
Maximiano and Emilina?
It's not fair if you have the paper.
Oh!
Don't be a dick.
You wanted me to guess that? You're wrong.
You would have came close. You could have at least given me Maria.
True. Mario and Maria. Am
Mario
I right?
Mario and Maria. Yeah, it's Maximiano and Emelina. That's just a mouthful for a little kid.
Maximiano?
He's
going to
be Maximiano. 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 It's going to be Max till he's like 10. And Emelina is not so bad. You go with Emmy or something like that.
It sounds like a food. Emelina?
Yeah.
Or maybe it sounds like salmonella.
It sounds like a kind of pasta.
Yes.
And top model.
It sounds like brats to me.
They sound like yeah, it's like when you name your kid like after trouble. When you name your kid after a street downtown. Like kids named Hudson and those kids are always assholes. Top model last night.
Did it start?
Yes, girl. You need to get on the train.
Oops.
It was beautiful. Top model last night. I'm not going to give away who got cut. No, no, no.
I'm okay. I never remember.
One important thing you should know. Tyra's decided that for this entire season, each episode, the photo shoot will have a theme that's close to her heart.
Good.
Last night.
She always goes with that kind of shit.
That way she can cross with the Tyra Banks show and say, on my Tyra Banks show, I covered this topic in depth because it's important to me.
Can I tell you what topics cover her heart?
Uh-huh.
The topics that pay.
Yes. Bras not fitting.
Yeah.
Last
time it was like, green, like stay green, so their whole car was green. But I'm sure, like, some green people paid for that shit.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, no, it's all paid for.
Yeah, and all these ads, like, every photo shoot is an ad. Mm-hmm. It's like, today we'll be doing, like, because you know, you're gonna have to sell products, so we're gonna just
start
take
off with
this product,
product
mm-hmm. and you know, you're gonna have to show legs, so this is a shaving leg thing. It happens to be such and such.
They just paid us a bunch of hold it with the face
right,
and out,
right. Yeah.
So the topic close to her heart because she had to do it for one day on her show, homelessness.
So they all dressed up like homeless?
They dressed up like homeless people.
It was obnoxious.
And as a special, special surprise, Tyra brought in three homeless girls and dressed them up and put them in the photo shoot.
Oh my God. 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 That's so wrong. That's so wrong.
So everybody
just
was...
for today, where can we drop you off?
She has no idea what not having things is.
Is everybody?
Oh my God.
Is all the models are home are
yes.
homeless looking, but these girls are the normal looking people now.
Okay, so when you do the shot, you shoot. You have one photo shoot that it's just pictures of you. So it's the main girl, whoever's competing, and the three girls in the background are actual homeless girls.
And they still look like homeless girls?
No, no, no. They're all dressed up in gray. Like homeless means wearing a lot of gray and wearing hats.
They gave them homeless clothes.
They dressed them up in homeless couture.
Oh my God.
That's fantastic.
This is a show that I watch. I should be ashamed and I should be smacked.
You should be sad you missed it.
I saw the part where there was a prom theme.
Oh, that was like three seasons ago.
I don't
ago.
Remember
was
that.
It was a couple seasons ago.
I don't
ago.
Know.
They had
it might have been a while.
They had everybody, all the models are acting like they're going to a prom and they're dressed in a school outfit and they think one of them's going to be prom queen. Well, guess who ends up being prom queen?
Tyra.
Tyra Banks.
Wow.
You should understand you're never going to beat Tyra.
She's such a weirdo.
Yeah.
She's such a weirdo.
Yeah, so homelessness means a lot of skinny jeans, gray, hats, and leg warmers.
No way.
Who else is wearing
them? Don't look at me like that.
That is fantastic. How do you even top that?
You don't. Damn it.
It's called Top Model, babe. Mm.
Misha Barton, best known for the OC and for being the creepy girl under the bed in The Sixth Sense, has been formally charged with DUI. She was drunk driving in December of last year.
Oh.
And she also had 28.5 grams of the weed on her. And she's also unlicensed. So if Paris can go to jail for it, let's see how much time she gets. She's not marginally as
I say
infamous.
A week,
but then in LA time, that boils down to like a day and a half or some weird bullshit. Mike Tyson has decided that it's time for Hollywood to do a biopic of his life.
Did he tell Hollywood?
He has told them. He is producing the movie about his controversial and troubling life, and he is working personally with Jamie Foxx, who plans to star in the movie.
Did you say movie?
Yeah. Film on the screen.
Film.
Where people can see it.
You think it'll be unbiased?
Why Jamie Foxx? Do you see Jamie Foxx being able to play Tyson?
You know what? I don't know. I didn't see. I mean,
I kind of do.
But they already did a Tyson movie, that miniseries movie thing years ago with
his
that guy that
just,
actually looked like him.
His life is just really.
I don't want to know anything past the Robin Givens years. Everything else makes me feel sad.
I want to know why he talks like that. Can you put that in there?
I want to be there the day he got that tribal tattoo. That's about it. The rest of it is just negligible.
I think if he's the one producing it, it should go good, that story about Robin Givens.
It's going to be with a handheld camera.
Well, please rape me.
I will not rape you. I'm not a rapist. Come on, rape me. Hit me or something.
Now
I'm out of here.
Hand puppets.
Yeah.
Was that his defense that she wanted? She likes it rough?
Yes. I'm sure it was at some point. No, I think the problem was not so much the raping. I think it's that he beat her after he raped her. You got to pick one.
Oh my god.
She's annoying. I'm not saying
You just get to talking. Halle Berry is in development with Coty Fragrance to create a Halle Berry scent.
Okay.
What do you think Halle Berry smells like?
Oh, I know.
What?
A light scent of vagina.
And chicken.
That's just racist.
Kinda.
a puff of like as if somebody's breathing flowers on you.
Nice.
Like a pink flower.
And money.
A breath of pink and money. And money. Yes.
It's gotta smell a little
okay.
bit like money.
All right.
Okay. Naomi Campbell was put in the hospital over the weekend in Brazil.
I'm sorry. You don't have an answer?
No. They're still working on it.
They're still developing it, Keith. Okay. We were just tossing around ideas for when we're asked what we think that Halle Berry should smell
like.
We're
just getting ready.
She seems like a crybaby. I bet it smells like baby vomit.
She's still...
Parmesan cheese. You know what I mean?
Parmesan cheese smells like baby vomit. Yeah, that's a new one. Nah. I've never heard that.
It does. It really does.
I got to smell Parmesan cheese now.
Or baby vomit.
Well, no, I don't want to smell baby vomit. That's just, no, that implies a baby somewhere. So, Parmesan cheese smells like.
It really does.
I like how this was like, finally an answer. All these years I've been wondering, what the fuck is that smell?
And that you come to your table and baby vomits a gift on your pasta. No, thank you.
And fresh black pepper.
That makes sense.
Oh, God. Yes, Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell was hospitalized in Sao Paulo, Brazil, not for being too fierce for life, but for having a cyst that she had to have removed. It was, I believe, an ovarian cyst, so no worries.
Is that code for bulimia?
No.
No.
I think her throwing arm is still good, but she had a cyst removed, so she should be back and hitting people in a few weeks.
Thank God.
Also, I didn't put
I'm
it
sorry,
down.
Wasn't she supposed to have a reality show on Who Wants to, or she was just taking people to be her assistant?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Right.
That never got off the ground for some reason.
Yeah, that's weird.
Nobody wants to get hit?
Imagine. Also, Prince is scheduled to have a hip replacement surgery. He's 49, and apparently he's worn out the current hips. Hmm. And he's put away a two-month block of time to recover. And he knows that he'll never be the same, so he's sort of in mourning over his old hips.
Aww.
He invented hip movement. Did you know that?
He did. He invented gyration. Yeah. Don't tell Little Richard, though. He'll get really pissed. Rosie O'Donnell is developing a sitcom. It's going to be about three best friends. And so far, it's starring her and Fran Drescher. That is too much talking in one show. Between Fran's loud and high-pitched and Rosie's just...
Yeah, she almost had me, but Fran, I can't...
Not her real voice.
I can't, like, how much of a career can you get on being annoying? Let me tell you something. I really like him.
I like how you made Fran Drescher Puerto Rican.
No, what did I do? I just love him.
You need more nose.
I love him.
They always.
Not really, I get a sitcom again. I think I deserve it.
They always love to ruin movies that we've seen by telling us who could have starred in them. The Matrix. Who do you think was originally supposed to play the
role? Oh! Adam Sandler, because that makes sense.
Will Smith. Haley Joel Osment was originally asked to play Harry Potter when they thought that Steven Spielberg was going to direct the movie. Johnny Depp was originally cast as the lead in Speed. And Molly Ringwald was originally supposed to play the Julia Roberts character in Pretty Woman.
I don't find any of this so crazy.
Johnny Depp, I think, like, that's... I would think he wouldn't agree to that.
They all make sense to me. I'm glad
Molly Ringwald makes more sense even than what's her face.
It would have been a way to break out all that teen bullshit.
I like her better for that part. Thank you.
I'm glad Will Smith wasn't in The Matrix.
No,
because I gotta separate the two main characters. You know. There's a stack of T-shirts behind you. Sorry. Thanks.
Just when we're about to get our extra day, Keith. This is mine now. I've been waiting 4 years for my extra day, and you have to ruin it. Maybe, you know, that probably really is why.
Yeah.
Any other news before we get out of here, Sicko Magoo?
And finally, Arnold Schwarzenegger, not understanding that we are in the year 2008, has requested that an Ohio museum return his Austrian army tank because he wants to be able to take school children out for an occasional spin. He says he plans to offer rides to any inner-city children in Los Angeles as an incentive to stay in school, work hard, and avoid drugs.
A tank ride?
Yes.
This is what...
Does he understand they have the entire internet at their fingertips? They could watch a woman shit in a cup, and you want to ask me if I want to ride around town in an old tank?
A tank wouldn't have kept me in school.
You even get $50 if you turn in a gun. Why do I want to ride around in a tank? That's dumb.
He's saving the world, Patrice. Please don't shit on him.
Do I get to ride with him?
Yes.
I would do that.
That's a different thing, then.
I'd do that.
Do I have to promise I'll stay in school?
Yes.
Oh.
It'd be nice if he takes a whole parking lot and dresses it up like it's the Terminator with like skeletons and stuff.
And he comes out all of a sudden and you have to try to pretend shoot him. That can go wrong.
Yeah, you can't pull that with a 10th grader.
I just meant you're in the tank and you go over. You guys are making up movies.
That's right, we are.
And then Johnny Depp comes in and throws you in the tank.
And then Captain Jack Sparrow just jumps out of a barrel.
A young boy is close to being more bird than human because he was never spoken to while living in a virtual aviary, according to reports from Russia. Authorities say the 7-year-old boy's only form of communication was chirping after spending his life in a bird cage-filled apartment with a mother who treated him like one of her pets.
Mm. That's hot.
Mm. The bird boy, whom authorities said suffered from Mowgli syndrome, that's the gremlins.
It's what the dog boy had, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From the Jungle Book character raised by animals. Oh, I see. Didn't engage in any normal human communication, but instead learned the language of birds. The boys.
Is that possible? Is that like...
Think about it.
Is that like a really horrible experiment to do on a boy, but now we learn something?
Whatever it is, you figure it out.
You know what I mean?
That's how we teach chimps English.
How many things are the birds saying? More food.
Yeah.
More food.
Yeah, now are you happy? Are you hungry? I'm sure it's basic cues.
But now could he be a bird interpreter, which is kind of cool.
He's not the bird whisperer. He doesn't speak English.
He could make a lot of money.
Learn English. Depending on how old he is, they need to leave him alone and let him just speak bird. Because
I'm
thinking in shock already.
There's a future for this boy.
Doing what?
I'll be his agent. I'll show you doing what.
I can get him something on VH1.
He might fuck around and try to fly.
The boy's 31-year-old mother fed him and didn't physically harm him. She just treated him like a bird.
Yeah, that's not harming him at
all. Oh, tell me there was a cage.
The social worker said authorities were shocked when they found the boy in a 2-bedroom apartment which had bird droppings scattered across the floor. Some of those bird droppings are fucking humongous.
You know, kids pick
some
up...
Some of them were his.
Kids pick up everything and eat it. You can't just leave bird shit everywhere.
Well, he's a bird. Birds don't eat bird shit, Hemda.
Word.
You got to frame it, girl.
Bird.
When you start talking to him, he chirps. It's also said that the boy becomes frustrated by being... He becomes frustrated by being unable to communicate with authorities using bird talk. He then waves his arms as if they were wings.
Oh, God.
The boy's mother has given him over to the authorities. I think it was taken. Who have reportedly placed him in an asylum.
Aww.
See?
I hope not a bird asylum.
You're just a straight nut ball at that point. It's too late.
Aww.
What's up? You're on Keith and the Girl. Yellow.
Mm. Hey, how's it going?
Great, man. How's it going with you?
I'm not too bad.
Good, buddy. What can I do for you?
I actually just wanted to call because I wanted to thank you guys. Listen to you guys. Well, actually, I guess Henda in particular. Just hearing her about her running, I thought, you know, shit, I should get back into that. So I've been going to the gym lately and doing a bit of running and also going to the pool too, actually inspired by your guys' pool Olympics.
Wow, that's really awesome. I do have to say, I don't know if it was yesterday or the other day, I did say that running has helped my brain. Like, I really thought that within the last week, I would have been, like, a horrendous upset ball of nothing for a while. But I really think running has helped my any kind of depression that would ever sneak up. And I got emails going, yeah, I totally feel the same way.
Some
I got emails.
Anything, probably.
Yeah, I got emails from runners, like, if anything feels bad, most likely a run will help it. And, like, almost always got a bunch of emails like that. I think that's really cool. I can't believe it. There's the cure. Done.
You're yeah, I always feel better after I pills.
Don't. Yeah, some of you need to stay on.
Some of y'all need those pills.
Try it. But I do think if you're a teenager and you think nothing's going to get better, I would have killed myself if I didn't have dance. And I really think, like, literally would have killed myself if I didn't let out so much energy in dance. And if you're not sleeping enough and if you're not letting out enough energy, and especially if you're a teenager, that actually could
teenager
be it.
Teenager shit is hard. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, anyway, I moved on from you, caller. Hi.
Full circle.
How much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh? Probably like maybe a little bit over 200, I guess.
How tall are you?
I'm a little bit shorter than 6 foot.
Oh, you're fine.
That's all right.
Yeah, I just need to lose a little bit of weight to kind of feel better, I guess. I don't know.
It just feels better anyway.
Kendra would be a good help instructor. You're fine. You're all fine. We're all different.
Love you.
Well, thank you so much. It's nice.
Hey, no
to
problem.
Hear.
I wanted to suggest, actually, the next time you guys do like a Canada trip or something similar like that, it doesn't have to be to Canada. It can be anywhere, I guess. But you guys, instead of having dodgeball, you guys should have like a pool Olympics.
Oh, well, we can do that.
Then the U.S. team would be guaranteed to win, because Keith is the master, I guess. So.
Nice math.
About your Olympic swimming ability.
I can't.
You can't?
He was being a smartass.
I can't swim.
Oh, that's right. Ah, nice. Neither can Patrice, and I'm laughing at both of you.
I have lessons scheduled, thank you very much.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh.
I went and got my hair did first, so I can't go.
I think I'm not picking on you. We're in this together. But I was listening to an older show, and you had lessons scheduled in 2005.
Well, now I have scheduled to go camping. Because last time we went camping, I couldn't swim, and they strapped me to the back of the boat and left me there.
Yeah, we did.
And that shit wasn't cool.
But if you do want to come in a pool,
nasty bro.
If you want to join us for such activities, keithandthegirl.com/events. We do have a cruise coming up, and you're almost at the cutoff of when you could put your deposit. So it's actually, we got the bulk rate. So it's $400 for a 4-day cruise, which includes obviously the room, the food, all activities that would normally go on the boat. And then surrounding that, there are Keith and the Girl activities, and we totally didn't, you know, what's happening is there are separate boat activities and Keith and the Girl activities. You could do either or, and they're all free because you paid for your boat fees. But we didn't do it, like, if there's some big show on the boat, that's not when the Keith and the Girl show is going to be on. We did it surrounding, like, when there's downtime, when there's, like, I know there's one full day at sea, and from being on a boat, Keith and I found that, like, yeah, you can use an activity during that
kind
of time.
During a full day, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so during the downtimes, we scheduled, like, poker tournaments. We have a cocktail party for Keith and the Girl, only for the people signing up through us on /events. We have a live show coming up, a screening of the April 15th show coming up. Everything's going to be, like, right on that boat. Very easy, and you pay for it with just your ticket.
Very cool.
What's up? You're in Katagi.
Lols.
Palo.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? I was kind of like in and out listening to the show because I'm like walking around doing bullshit. But I was wondering, did you, since Patrice is there, did you bring up Britney Spears being pregnant?
Oh, supposedly with the guy that was on, she's making a face. I didn't say it, Patrice. The guy that she had a restraining order with, right?
It's Sam Lefty. It's either Sam's or if she is, or Adnan's. I don't even want to talk about that bitch.
She's over it. Sorry.
That dude that was like her manager, supposedly he like drugged her and now she's pregnant with his kid. I mean,
the rabbit hole with that one goes kind of deep because it's also coming now out that he owns one of the, or works in partnership with one of the biggest photo agencies in LA, X17. So it's all been orchestrated for months. There's a lot of puppet masters working with her.
Been orchestrated? Them having a kid?
Sam being her pseudo manager and then her being involved with Adnan and then them having all this access to just take pictures of her whenever they wanted to. Basically, her parents didn't man up soon enough.
You know what? You just get one of these people pregnant, though. Next thing you know, baby comes out. You get your half of $10 million for being in the pictures.
Holler. It's called K-Fed.
Okay.
Yeah, except he gets painted as a good guy because she's a certified nutball.
She's either got like that baby bump or just that little bit of pudge that she's had for a while. Which,
it might be
know,
a food baby.
I'd still fuck her.
All right, good to know.
I think she just felt better a little bit, not knowing why. Mm-hmm. But wherever she is, Britney Spears, just She sighed a little bit, a sigh of relief.
A little
relief.
Less crazy for a moment.
Yes, thank you.
What's your name?
Nick.
Nick.
I'm the king of assholes on the forum.
All right, oh, hey. I'll put you on the list, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, anything else before we leave?
No, that's it.
Outstanding. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you tomorrow.
Keith and the Girl.com.